One of the hardest things we've had problems communicating is that Indigo is new stuff and sits alongside our existing platform. We've been saying things like Indigo subsumes and completely replaces the capabilities that you have in, for example, Com+ or MSMQ. And our customers say, "Oh my God, you're removing Com+ and MSMQ from the platform." This is definitely not the case. Our existing technologies will live on and be in the .NET platform, be available for you to use, to continue to develop on that platform if you choose to. Indigo will provide a much better platform for you to use, though, and will sit alongside those existing technologies. So we're not removing anything from the platform. We're not taking Com+ away. We're not taking MSMQ or remoting away. And that's the other thing, of course, is the story around remoting. We made statements at PDC when we first announced Indigo that, some people did, that remoting was dead. Remoting isn't receiving any future significant advancement in terms of effort applied to it. It will continue to exist in the .NET platform, but everything we're doing from here on in is really Indigo.
What kind of application or service could you build that you, in Indigo or with Indigo that you can't build today?
Well, one of the
some scenarios.
The benefit that Indigo provides is that it provides a fully WS-capable stack. So all of the WS standards that you've been hearing about, WS security, WS reliable messaging, WS atomic transactions, all of these WS standards that you've been hearing about, we currently provide some level of support for some of those standards in things like web service enhancements, WSI 2, which is coming out very shortly, which supports WS security and elements of the WS platform of standards, if you will. The problem is that a lot of those standards are still in flux right now, so we can't ship the version of a given product that supports all of those standards because they're simply not ready yet. However, we fully anticipate that by the time Indigo is shipped, that the vast majority of the standards that we'll be supporting will be fully standardized or very, very close to. And the benefit then is that you will then have a platform which delivers full interoperable wire protocol standards. So that if you have, for example, BEA in one end of your organization, IBM in another, and Microsoft in another, that all of those systems will be able to interoperate cleanly on the wire, which is something that's not particularly easy today. At the moment, to hook a mainframe into a PC-based system, we have to write a lot of code or use a lot of expensive software at the moment in order to integrate those two platforms. In the future, if everything talks WS star on the wire, then we'll all be able to interoperate nicely on the wire.